Hashtag AI Weekly Hashtag 20/2026. May 17, 2026 Week 20. TLDR. $67 billion market cap on day one. Cerebras debuts on NASDAQ. Stock opens plus 108%. Closes up plus 68%. The biggest tech IPO of 2026 confirms. AI infrastructure is the new gold. Bank accounts inside ChatGPT. OpenAI connects its current ChatGPT model to 12,000+ financial institutions via Plaid. 200 million monthly finance questions now get real-time data. AR-14's nuclear option, a one-year ban for fully AI-written papers. The first major platform backlash against uncritical LLM use in academia. OpenAI versus Apple in court. After a disappointing iOS integration, OpenAI is reportedly preparing legal action against Apple. The partnership announced at WWDC in June 2024 lies in ruins. Story of the week. Cerebras IPO, $5.5 billion raised. Stock opens plus 108%, closes plus 68%. A year ago, it looked like this day would never happen for Cerebras. This TechCrunch line captures the story behind the most spectacular market debut of the year. On May 14, 2026, Cerebras Systems debuted on NASDAQ, raising $5.55 billion, the largest tech IPO of the current season. The offering price was set at $185 per share, well above the originally targeted range of $115 to $125. At the open, the stock traded at $385, a gain of over 108% over the offering price. By the close at $311, the day's gain stood at plus 68% with a market cap of approximately $67 billion. What's behind the hype? Cerebras is not another generic AI startup, but a chip company with a radically different architecture, the Wafer Scale Engine, WSE. While NVIDIA produces GPUs as small squares on a silicon wafer, Cerebras uses the entire wafer as a single chip, with 2.6 trillion transistors and 40 gigabytes of on-chip memory. This eliminates the most expensive bottleneck in AI inference, shuttling data between chips. The financials confirm this isn't just hot air. In 2025, Cerebras generated $510 million in revenue, 76% growth year over year, and recorded a net profit of $237.8 million. Founder Andrew Feldman holds personal wealth of approximately $1.9 billion after the IPO, with co-founder Sean Lai at around $1 billion. For the industry, this IPO is more than a success story. It signals that the market believes inference hardware, not just training infrastructure, will become the next major bottleneck as AI usage spreads across billions of products. Whoever delivers the fastest and cheapest inference controls a critical layer of the AI stack. Cerebras is betting exactly on that, and the market validates the bet at a $67 billion valuation. That the IPO came after a lengthy regulatory run-up, Saudi investors had caused delays at an earlier stage, makes the outcome all the more impressive. It's a sign that 2026 could go down in history as the year of AI IPOs, and Cerebras fired the starting gun. One caveat worth noting. Typical post-IPO dynamics, such as lockup expirations and profit-taking, could pressure the valuation in the coming months. More top stories. ChatGPT reaches into your bank accounts. OpenAI launches personal finance tools. OpenAI has begun transforming ChatGPT into a personal finance platform. Pro subscribers in the U.S. can now connect their bank and investment accounts directly to ChatGPT. Through Plaid integration, more than 12,000 financial institutions are accessible, including Charles Schwab, Fidelity, JPMorgan Chase, and American Express. The result is a dashboard showing portfolio performance, spending trends, active subscriptions, and upcoming payments at a glance. ChatGPT can then answer questions like, "Have I been spending more than usual lately? What's changed?" Drawing on actual account data, not hypothetical scenarios. The model behind the feature is, according to OpenAI, the current ChatGPT model. OpenAI acquired the fintech startup Hero, which provided the technological foundation for this integration. On privacy, account data is set to be fully deleted 30 days after disconnecting the account. OpenAI's next planned step is an Intuit integration for direct tax simulations. The context makes the scale clear. 200 million users ask ChatGPT about financial topics each month. Until now, those users were entering account numbers manually or estimating. Now real data flows in. This is the closest integration yet of a general-purpose LLM with critical financial infrastructure, and it opens a debate about privacy, liability, and whether a chat model should really serve as a financial advisor. AR14 issues one-year bans for AI ghostwriters. Academia draws a line. AR14, the world's most important preprint repository, has drawn a clear red line. Anyone demonstrably submitting papers generated entirely by LLMs without critical review will face a one-year ban. The new one-strike rule is not aimed at AI assistants in general. Writing aid, grammar correction, and structural feedback remain permitted. The line is drawn where authors pass through language model outputs without substantive review. Thomas Dieterich, chair of AR14's computer science section, states the core issue plainly. If a submission contains incontrovertible evidence that the authors did not check the results of LLM generation, this means we can't trust anything in the paper. Concrete indicators of a policy violation include fabricated citations, hallucinations in factual claims, and unfiltered LLM boilerplate, often recognizable by characteristic phrases or systematically incorrect references. After serving the ban, authors can only return if their work has been accepted by established peer-reviewed publishers. The decision doesn't come in a vacuum. Since 2023, AR14 has seen a flood of submissions with a recognizable AI fingerprint. For the academic community, this is the first high-profile institutional signal. AI use is not banned outright, but scientific accountability cannot be delegated. OpenAI prepares legal action against Apple. Failed partnership heads to court. The ChatGPT integration into iOS, announced with much fanfare at WWDC in June 2024, is turning into an expensive legal dispute. According to consistent reports, OpenAI has engaged outside counsel to explore legal action against Apple. The crux of the conflict: OpenAI alleges that Apple actively undermined the ChatGPT integration. Features were buried. Visibility within the iOS ecosystem fell far short of expectations, and the resulting subscription numbers came in massively below internal projections. An OpenAI executive put it bluntly, as quoted by TechCrunch, originally Bloomberg, they basically said, "OpenAI needs to take a leap of faith and trust us." It didn't work out well. A number comparison illustrates the contrast. Apple reportedly pays Google approximately $1 billion annually for the Gemini integration, an amount that shows what Apple is willing to invest when it wants to. OpenAI instead received an integration with half-hearted placement. Apple sees things differently. Internally, the company is said to have raised substantial privacy concerns, a perspective that, given Apple's years-long privacy positioning, cannot be easily dismissed as a pretext. Tensions also arose around OpenAI's hardware ambitions, its own devices, potential competition with the iPhone. Regardless of the legal outcome, the conflict demonstrates the negotiating position of AI labs against platform gatekeepers like Apple and Google is more complicated than the initial partnership euphoria suggested. Quick hits. Malta, first government with ChatGPT Plus for all citizens. OpenAI and Malta have sealed a partnership providing all Maltese citizens with free ChatGPT Plus access. Malta is thereby the first government worldwide with state-funded universal AI access, a precedent with signal value for European AI strategies, though critics point to the resulting state dependency on a U.S. company and open data privacy questions. Open source boom, Gemma 4, DeepSeek V4, Kimi K 2.6, and more. Nathan Lambert of Interconnects describes an eventful month for open-weight models. Gemma 4, DeepSeek V4, Kimi K2.6, MIMO 2.5, and GLM 5.1 appeared in rapid succession. The gap to proprietary models continues to shrink, though open-weight models carry their own risks, including lack of quality control and fine-tuning and potential for misuse. Anthropic plus Gates Foundation. $200 million for global health and education. Over 4 years, $200 million will flow into a program targeting 4.6 billion people in low-income countries. Cloud-powered tutoring tools for sub-Saharan Africa and India are concretely planned. The program focuses on expanding global access to AI tools in underserved regions. Tool of the Week, NVIDIA Sana WM, open-source world model for one-minute video in 720p. NVIDIA Labs has released Sana WM, an open-source world model that takes video generation to a new level. What it does? Generates up to 60 seconds of video in 720p quality. 2.6 billion parameters, large enough for high-quality outputs, small enough for broader deployment. Direct competition to proprietary video generation models like Sora or Veo. What makes it special? The model operates as a true world model. It doesn't just understand pixels, but models physical relationships and temporal consistency across the entire video sequence. This distinguishes it from frame-by-frame approaches that often become inconsistent over longer clips. Why it matters? Open-source video generation was until recently limited to short, low-resolution clips. Sana WM breaks through that barrier. For content creators, developers, and researchers, this means high-quality AI video generation without proprietary API dependency, without per-minute billing, and with the freedom for further development. NVIDIA demonstrates that open source is catching up in the video segment just as fast as it did with language models. Fail of the week, Cisco lays off 4,000 employees during record quarter to invest in AI. Cisco has announced it will cut approximately 4,000 positions, about 5% of its total workforce. At the same time, the company reported record quarterly revenue and double-digit growth. CEO Chuck Robbins cited the need to free up capital for AI investments, while simultaneously announcing investment in employees' use of AI across the company. The irony could hardly be sharper. Employees are being laid off so AI can take over their work, and the remaining employees are then expected to use AI themselves. Cisco is not alone. Cloudflare and General Motors have offered similar justifications for job cuts amid strong financial results in recent weeks. What's emerging here is a new corporate playbook. AI pivot as justification for cost reductions, regardless of whether actual AI productivity gains are replacing jobs or whether the goal is simply to optimize margins. A footnote worth mentioning, CEO Robbins' planned compensation for 2025 is $52 million. Number of the week, $134 billion. Elon Musk is seeking $134 billion in damages from OpenAI and Sam Altman. Closing arguments in the Musk versus OpenAI/Altman trial were completed this week. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers will make the final decision. The jury serves only in an advisory capacity. Deliberation began early in the week. Why it matters? $134 billion is less than half of OpenAI's current valuation, $300 billion. Musk is demanding damages of historic magnitude, plus the removal of Sam Altman and the other founders. Regardless of the verdict, this trial is the first judicial examination of the question of whether nonprofit to for-profit conversions at AI companies are legitimate. The ruling will set precedent for OpenAI and well beyond. Reading list. OpenBook Cerebras IPO, the biggest tech market debut of 2026. TechCrunch explains why wafer-scale chips could be the next bottleneck in the AI stack 7 minutes. OpenBook OpenAI versus Apple, when AI partnerships fail. An analysis of why the 2024 WWDC partnership became the 2026 lawsuit, and what it means for other platform AI deals 6 minutes. OpenBook AR14's new rules against AI ghostwriters. What the one strike rule means in practice, and how AR14 plans to prove violations 5 minutes. Next week, Musk verdict and ChatGPT finance rollout. Next week will be dominated by two developments. Verdict in the Musk versus OpenAI trial. Judge Gonzalez-Rogers could announce her decision as early next week. A ruling in Musk's favor would call OpenAI's entire corporate structure into question, with immediate consequences for its planned IPO preparations. ChatGPT finance expansion. The personal finance tools are currently limited to U.S. Pro subscribers. OpenAI has signaled that a broader rollout will follow, both geographically and to other subscription tiers. Initial user reports will show whether the approach works or whether privacy concerns slow adoption. Also, with the open source boom of recent weeks, the first systematic benchmarks comparing Gemma 4 and DeepSeek V4 head-to-head are expected. Footer. AI Weekly is produced by BKS Lab. Subscribe to the newsletter, bks-lab.com/newsletter. Contact ai@bks-lab.com. Sources. 1. Cerebras raises $5.5 billion, kicking off 2020 SIXS IPO season with a bang, May 14, 2026. 2. OpenAI launches ChatGPT for personal finance. We'll let you connect bank accounts, May 15, 2026. 3. Research repository AR14 will ban authors for a year if they let AI do all the work, May 16, 2026. 4. OpenAI is reportedly preparing legal action against Apple, May 14, 2026. 5. Malta ChatGPT Plus Partnership, May 16, 2026. 6. Latest Open Artifacts Number 21, Open Model Boom, May 16, 2026. 7. Anthropic and Gates Foundation Partnership, May 14, 2026. 8. NVIDIA Sana WM, Open Source World Model, May 16, 2026. 9. Cisco cuts nearly 4,000 jobs to spend more on AI, reports record quarterly revenue, May 14, 2026. 10. Closing arguments complete in Musk versus OpenAI/Altman trial, May 14, 2026. AI assisted with Claude Sonnet 4.6 hero image. AI generated, pollinations.ai, all facts verified against primary sources.